Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. When American pastor Andrew Brunson was arrested in Turkey back in 2016, Turkey got a lot of pushback. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says that since then, the government has been quietly kicking foreign Christians out. Imagine being told to leave your home within 10 days or being denied re-entry after international travel.
The current government has taken the country in a more Islamic direction, and they have become more overt about, no, we don't want to be a secular republic. We want to support Islam.
Nettleton says more than 140 Christians have been impacted by this in the past 5 years, including 50 last December alone. Yet God is raising Turkish Christian leaders to carry churches forward. Pray for wisdom and protection and learn more in the full story at our website. Then, the chief minister of India's second largest state says he'll seek the death penalty for those involved in forced conversions. These comments make following Jesus even deadlier in a Hindu nationalist state known for anti-Christian violence. Daryl Templeton with Megavoice says,
as some of the listeners might know, India is now the 10th most dangerous country in the world to be a Christian.
The South Asian nation also has some of the world's most urgent gospel needs. Megavoice partners have significant work underway in India.
They're on target to complete 40 more between September and the end of this year. So 40 people groups by the end of this year will have access to the Bible for the first time ever in their language. For the most part, these are completely oral communities.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Liz Kramer.